ferry supporters are lobbying Governor Sean Parnell to keep money for a new vessel in the budget. But even if it survives his veto pen, it may not be enough. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld provides this update on funding the Alaska-class ferry.
The legislature put $60 million for a new ferry in the operating budget before adjourning this spring. But Governor Sean Parnell has said lawmakers spent too much this year, and some worry the ferry money might take a hit.
The Juneau delegation and other legislators from Southeast Alaska are really pushing to keep that $60 million in there.
That's Senator Dennis Egan, a Capital City Democrat and backer of the Alaska-class ferry project. He says that money, plus another $60 million already set aside, should get the state ready for construction. Officials originally planned to use a substantial amount of federal funds, but they decided not to because of regulatory requirements. One would have blocked an Alaska preference for contractors.
It would be all state funding, so we wouldn't have to worry about following federal guidelines on certain issues, and it would allow the Alaska Ship and Dry Dock in Ketchikan to bid on it and have Alaska jobs.
The shipyard hoped to negotiate an exclusive contract, but Parnell said ferry construction would go out to bid. The 350-foot, 500-passenger, 60-vehicle vessel would sail northern southeast waters. The governor's office is not ready to say yes or no to ferry funding. Budget Director Karen Rehfeld says the item, like hundreds of others, will be reviewed as part of the veto and approval process, but she says the administration knows about the need. Transportation Commissioner Mark Lucan says he's made his views known, but he won't second-guess Parnell, who is his boss.
From a department perspective, we definitely support the Alaska-class ferry, and we'll continue to support the governor as far as the timing on when and how to fund it.
The $60 million in the operating budget would go into the state's vessel replacement fund. Another legislative appropriation would be needed to dedicate it to the Alaska-class ferry. Transportation officials have been working on the project for several years. They have a preliminary design, and if there's no veto, there will be $120 million available.
That estimate is a couple years old, so whether we could actually get a ship built for that amount of money, I think remains to be seen.
That's Captain Mike Newsel, who runs the ferry system. He hopes the money makes it through the veto process and it's enough to build a ship, but he says that will be hard to know until the bids come in.
The basic design for a 350-foot steel-hulled diesel-powered vessel with no staterooms for passengers but staterooms for the crew seems to be the general conceptual design. Specifics and actual details about that obviously remain to be developed during detailed design.
The operating budget was sent to the governor last week. Veto decisions are due by the end of the month. This is Ed Schoenfeld in Juneau.